Rock and roll never really died in Pakistan, but it did fade away. Drummer Alan Smith of the band Rocklight says 20 years ago there were dozens of bands playing in clubs, discos, and parties across the country. Now he says there are only five.
A lot of people went abroad from Pakistan. And we had this whole new group of people that have come into Pakistan, I guess, and have changed the idea and, you know, totally disbelieve, you know, that this music shouldn't be played and, you know, you shouldn't have this outfit, you shouldn't have long hair, you know. And we usually do get, you know, pressured by that, you know. We've got nothing to do. We just simply play music.
Pakistan's increasing conservatism and threats from some extremist groups have led sponsors to pull out of rock concerts. TV channels rarely promote bands. The shrinking audiences for Western-influenced music are part of a broader trend against diversity, says university professor and human rights activist Farzana Bari.
There is an increasing intolerance, there is lack of acceptance for plurality and diversity of thoughts. And so I think that is increasingly we feel, think of myself, when we were growing up, I think our society was far more tolerant and secular and, accepting all kind of diversity.
Even though they can't play in public, the musicians still jam in private homes or play house parties like this one. They say performing is still fun. Indonesian DJ Balkis Natasira, who sings with the band, says Pakistan's art and culture is much richer than the violent images that frequently make the news.
At the end, I feel like Pakistan is not what you see on TV, and it's full of artists, and there's a lot of potential here. And that would what I would like to show to the world instead of war and conflict and bomb. I would like to introduce Pakistan as what I see in my eye right now.
Musicians like Smith survive by playing in several bands.
I keep telling our musicians, I said, don't give up hope. You can never say it could get better.
Until then, he says, let the good times roll. Sharon Bain, VOA News, Islamabad.